Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Vice President Pence won. Vice President Pence put the entire MAGA movement on his back and won confidently, clearly, and decisively. We have the instant analysis breakdown right here on the Charlie Kirk Show. We stayed up late making sure you guys had the instant analysis while it was fresh. And it's made possible by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. If we have impacted your life anyway on the Charlie Kirk Show, please consider becoming a monthly supporter so that you can support our team here on the Charlie Kirk Show, our staff, our production team, our studio, and more at charliekirk.com/support. Please consider emailing us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, all you have to do is subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show on Apple Podcasts and show it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Vice President Pence steps up, wins. It's rally time. It's time to win. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, Good Ranchers is amazing. I love America. I hope you love America. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com, you get 100% American-raised beef right to your door, beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed grain, beef, finished, delivered straight to your door. For the price of a family going out to dinner, you can fill your freezer with quality meats with GoodRanchers.com. If you guys are responsible for dinner tonight or tomorrow or later this week, go to GoodRanchers.com. Tell them our show sent you by using the promo code Charlie. Save $20 off. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered right to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with the Good Ranchers. T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Don't forget, home delivery is always free. I just have to say, Mike Pence, total and complete victory. Mike Pence was calm, cool, collected, stoic. He held his own tremendously well. Senator Harris looked flustered throughout the entire evening. And we are going to go through piece by piece of what I think was some very interesting takeaways of how Mike Pence won the debate categorically and completely. But first, we are going to give out, that's right, signed copies of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine, right now. All you have to do is email us and show us that you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast on your podcast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are going to give out 29 of these because we are about 29 days out from the election. 29 days out. Signed copies, The MAGA Doctrine. And send in your questions throughout this live stream. We are going to be taking your questions right here, right now. So let's go backwards. First of all, I want to say that this moderator, she asked some tough questions, but she was much better at handling the debate and asked much tougher questions of Senator Harris than Chris Wallace. And again, I'm not saying that she did a perfect job. I think there's something she could have done better. I think she was probably too intense with the time clock against Mike Pence, but she was much better than I would have expected. I want to start by saying that. Secondly, Mike Pence made a thesis statement throughout the entire evening. Mike Pence reassured the American people. He showed a compassionate side of the Trump administration. He was factual. My goodness, did Mike Pence do his homework. Mike Pence was informed. Mike Pence was detailed. And Mike Pence was unafraid to hold Senator Harris accountable for her deceit, for her lies, for her misleading statements. I thought, let's go backwards. The best moment of the entire debate, and I'm not going to take credit for it, but we did advocate for this for over a week, and we did send in a memo to some people that we know and to the vice president, was when Mike Pence played moderator on the topic of packing the courts. When Mike Pence turned to Senator Harris And he said, tell us whether or not you will pack the courts. Not once, not twice, but three times Vice President Mike Pence did this. And three times Senator Kamala Harris cackled, laughed, put her hands like this. By the way, the body movements of Senator Harris, I felt like I was watching MSNBC and the Pilates Network merge into one. I mean, the amount of movement, and Mike Pence was stoic and firm. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was all over the place, which is a sign of someone who is losing a debate. And Senator Harris refused to answer the very simple question, will you pack the courts? Who will you put on the Supreme Court? And Mike Pence won the trust of the American people, of the transparent and tough administration of President Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and the deceitful, duplicitous campaign of Joe Biden and Senator Harris. Senator Harris also, her only argument she had the entire evening was repeating the fact that 210,000 Americans died of the Chinese coronavirus. One of the best moments of the entire evening is when Vice President Pence responded to Senator Harris and said, you understand that under Joe Biden's mishandling of H1N1, a far less lethal virus, far less contagious virus, over 60 million people were infected and 2 million people would have died. What successful viral record do you have? I just want to reinforce, Mike Pence won this debate, and this might have been the stimulus shot in the arm for the Trump campaign that might bring them the victory, because there were a lot of moderate swing voters watching tonight. There were a lot of people in the middle that were trying to see the differences philosophically of who actually might become president. Joe Biden, if he wins, will be the oldest American president in American history. And if Donald Trump wins re-election, he will be the oldest American president in American history. Senator Harris demonstrated she is a gun-grabbing California Marxist radical who believes in packing the Supreme Court, cackling at her opponents, not answering questions, and basically creating her own narrative to confirm her own power grab. Here's one of the main takeaways from tonight. Mike Pence was on offense steadily, compassionately, directly. He was in complete control of the debate. Mike Pence continued to talk until the moderator basically shut him down. Mike Pence did something that was so brilliant. He didn't actually answer the question immediately. He answered what was the best unanswered question of the whole debate. Then he went back to the question that was asked. This was demonstrated when Senator Harris committed acts of slander against President Donald Trump and his commitment to U.S. members of our military. And Mike Pence says, I'll get to that, but first I have to answer that. Mike Pence was in complete and total control. And Senator Harris, I can't, if I were to just look at this objectively, the only point that Senator Harris might have is politically exploiting the actual pain and suffering of the American people that happened from the Chinese coronavirus. There's a couple other things. There's many things that have bothered me throughout the evening of what Senator Harris said, but I just want to reinforce what Mike Pence did tonight is very difficult. Mike Pence held the line during a turbulent week after a president that is hospitalized, a deluge of media attacks against the president and the vice president and the entire first family. And Mike Pence won public opinion, and people are going to vote for President Trump tonight thanks to what Vice President Pence did. Complete and total victory and a almost death blow to the Biden campaign. There were many attempts by the activist media through the moderator, Susan, who, again, I thought did a better job than Chris Wallace. She let people answer questions. She let them ask questions against each other. She stayed on topic. She allowed segues to happen. Chris Wallace was, quite honestly, politically motivated. He was an activist, and I think she deserves credit, and she surprised me tonight. I'm the first one to say that. I'm not saying she was perfect, but that is as close to a fair debate that I could possibly imagine. She allowed Mike Pence to make arguments. She allowed Mike Pence to complete thoughts. So let's go piece by piece here. Packing the courts, no answer whatsoever. Then all of a sudden, we saw, and we're going to go backwards. Mike Pence then attacked Senator Harris for mocking Catholics for being part of the Knights of Columbus. Fact check, true. When you know Senator Harris is lying, she cackles. Ha, 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 ha. She kind of looks up to the sky. Mike Pence, how does he react? Stoically. Looks into the distance and says, I can't wait for my time. And he takes that. Only once did Mike Pence interrupt Senator Harris, and I thought that was actually a low point. I thought that he was really allowing the rules of engagement to play itself out. And then I think at that point forward, Mike Pence built to an absolute triumphant victory. The issue of China, my goodness, has it been ever so transparent? Who exactly is on the side of the Chinese Communist Party? Did you know tonight, anyone that was able to watch this debate in China, when Mike Pence was giving comments about China, it was completely and totally restricted. It said, failed signal, we will be right back, on Chinese television. 1 billion people were not able to hear about the Chinese Communist Party's global ambitions. By the way, Senator Harris, why is it that your party cozies up to the Chinese Communist Party that has 1 million Muslims in concentration camps, is building islands in the South China Sea, the Belt and Road Initiative, stealing intellectual property, dumping steel and manufacturing products into our country, further disenfranchising the manufacturing base? Another very interesting thing happened tonight. Vice President Pence laid a sequence and series of questions and traps for Senator Harris, and she walked right into them. One of the core religious beliefs of the American left is the environment. The environmental movement is nothing more, for some people, than a pseudo-religious movement for the Democrat Party. They believe in this with the same theological, the same dogmatic belief that anyone would believe in anything religious. And so when asked directly, Vice President Pence answered it perfectly. He did not fall into the trap that Susan tried to lay for him. He said, yeah, the climate's changing. We're going to trust the science. Perfect answer. However, Senator Harris, she said to her entire Democrat base, I'm going to betray you. She said repeatedly, proudly, loudly, and categorically, we are not going to ban fracking. In a second, we are going to show you the liar that she is. We are going to show a video right here that shows that Joe Biden promised to end fossil fuels and that Senator Harris promised to end fracking. I was so proud of Vice President Pence when the issue of trade came up. One of the least talked about victories of the Trump administration has been the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, renegotiating NAFTA, that even Sherrod Brown, a Democrat pro-labor senator from Ohio, voted for. You know who voted against it? Senator Harris. Mike Pence put Senator Harris herself on trial throughout the evening, even more than Joe Biden. Well done, Mike Pence. That is exactly what you needed to do. And for those of you just joining us right now, email us your questions, because we are giving away 28 signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine, freedom@charliekirk.com. In order to win, though, you have to show us that you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. You take out your phone and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Show us you're subscribed. Hit subscribe, screenshot it, and email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Look, I'm going to be really direct with you. If your cellular plan is with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're just paying too much. That's right. You're paying too much. You are paying too much money. You're looking for a tax cut? You're looking for a stimulus check from Congress? I got it for you right now. It's in a different form. It's called Pure Talk. Look at your cell phone bill. I'm sure you guys are thinking, what on earth can I do? What if I told you you can have everything the same, same speed, same access, but just for less money? It's that simple. And you say, how on earth is that possible? It's called Pure Talk because they don't have the billion-dollar ad campaigns. They don't have the massive sports stadiums that they buy. Instead, they save the money so you can save the money. They don't charge for it. Unlimited talk and 2 gigs of data. That's a lot of data. All for just $20 a month. So right now, all you have to do is grab your mobile phone, dial #250, and just say the secret passcode, Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say that keyword, Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk, simply smarter, wireless. Joe Biden, at one point, said he wants to get rid of fossil fuels. Senator Harris, waving in her Pilates way, says, let me be perfectly clear. We're not going to ban fracking. We're not going to ban fossil fuels. Oh, yeah? What did Joe Biden say in the Democrat Party, in the Democrat primary? Play tape.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel. We cannot.
We're going to get it out. We're going to phase it out. Senator Harris lied to you this evening. We have them on tape. Mike Pence, one of the major suggestions I made to him privately and publicly was focus on how Senator Harris was a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. Incredibly, stunningly, Susan Page from USA Today, she asked one of the most direct questions I've ever seen in recent memory of a Democrat. She said, Senator Harris, you are the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, and you read the website of your campaign, and it says you sponsor the Green New Deal. Why is it that you say you support oil and natural gas exploration, fracking, and energy independence? The answer is they don't. And this is what really was very interesting for me tonight. Senator Harris, she's not dumb. She's corrupt. She's duplicitous. She's immoral. She's power hungry, but she's not stupid. She's very smart. She's conniving, which actually is much more dangerous. I'd much rather be running up against a dumb person than an evil person, because she will do whatever it takes to get near power. So Senator Harris was briefed for the last couple days by her team when they said, we need to win Pennsylvania. I have said this for many weeks. Pennsylvania will be a critical state for the road to the White House. Almost everything that Senator Harris said tonight was around winning the state of Pennsylvania. Almost everything. Her focus was around that. And so Senator Harris says, I love fracking. We support fracking. Joe Biden's not going to get rid of it. Notice she never said she won't get rid of it. Very interesting. She won't said our administration won't. What did she say in the campaign? In fact, we have some tape. Let's play tape of what she said just a couple months ago. Play tape.
I didn't talk about the Green New Deal. You mentioned that. And it's a resolution that I supported. And I support the goals. And we're going to have to figure out a way to get there. We've got to realize that so much is happening right now to our planet. And look, I care about the environment, not because I have any particular desire to hug a tree, but I have a strong desire to hug a healthy baby. And this literally comes down to clean air and clean water. And we have got to take this seriously, and it is imminent as a threat unless we correct course and do some serious work on changing our behaviors and adapting to what we know we can do. It is within our power to do it.
And so Vice President Pence winning total victory. For those of you just tuning in, by the way, we're giving out 28 signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine. Just show us you're subscribed to our podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, alongside your questions. We'll be taking them in just a second. Vice President Pence put Senator Harris on trial. Vice President Pence broke the code of the Democrats, which is, we're not going to just make this election about Donald Trump. We're going to make this election about your central planning, socialistic, Marxist ideas. And piece by piece, Mike Pence, despite being lied about, despite being slandered, he went on offense. And as I mentioned previously, Mike Pence did exactly what he needed to do on one of the most critical issues. The first three articles of the U.S. Constitution talk about the legislative, executive, and judicial branch of our government. Article 3 is pertaining to the judicial branch. Why is this important? Well, because Senator Harris and Joe Biden will not answer a direct question. Mike Pence put on his hat to be a moderator for a brief second and did exactly what we were asking and suggesting him to do in brilliant fashion. And Senator Harris squirmed, dodged, lied, and was embarrassed and was just waiting for the minutes to go one by one. Play tape.
But we'll continue to stand strong for the right to life. When you speak about the Supreme Court, though, I think the American people really deserve an answer, Senator Harris. Are you and Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed? I mean, there have been 29 vacancies on the Supreme Court during presidential election years, from George Washington to Barack Obama. Presidents have nominated in all 29 cases. But your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of, if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more.
Enough of that nonsense. So, Senator Harris, history lesson. She doesn't appreciate history. She doesn't want history. She doesn't answer the question. You guys saw the same debate that I saw. But Mike Pence, win, 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 win. Brilliant. That was an act of linguistic jujitsu, what Mike Pence did there. He went from a question on abortion, reaffirming that he cares about 1 million babies that are being terminated in the womb every single year. Boom. Win with the base, articulating that the Republican Party is the party of life, pivots to how the Biden-Harris campaign wants to pack the courts, and then transitions all within a span of 45 seconds, by the way, in 15-second perfectly spaced intervals, will you pack the courts? Dead silence. Perfect. And then Senator Harris says, how about a history lesson? Okay, first of all, you don't care about history. You only use certain specific parts of cherry-picked history to fit your own radical agenda. But let me be very clear. In two debates now, Joe Biden and Senator Harris have refused to say whether or not they will pack the United States Supreme Court and who they will put on the U.S. Supreme Court. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who they revere as a basically a deified figure of the American left, said that we should keep the Supreme Court at 9. She said, quote, it's a good number. When pressed on the environment again, Mike Pence talked about conservation. He talked about actually thanks to fracking and thanks to natural gas, CO2 emissions are going down. I cannot tell you how many Democrat base voters were probably lost tonight because of Senator Harris betraying the environmental agenda of the radical left. For all of you watching out there that might think you're losing your country, let me give you a little bit of hope tonight. It was more clear than ever that Senator Harris was given marching orders to run to the middle. This country is not as liberal as you might think. This country might have liberal leanings on certain social issues recently, but we are a country that still believes in energy independence and free enterprise. In fact, Senator Harris refused to embrace the Democrat socialist ideas of Bernie Sanders, of ending fossil fuels, of the Green New Deal. In fact, she was running to the middle so quick, you would have thought she was trying to run against Mitt Romney in a primary in Utah. I mean, the things she was talking about were old Republican school ways of framing things, saying like, we just want to have a better way of having the environment. Why? Because this race is shrinking and the Biden campaign knows it. This race has went from a race that was a national election, it never was, to basically three states, Arizona, Florida, and Pennsylvania. What did Senator Harris do to help her case in Arizona tonight? A state with more registered Republicans than Democrats, a state that has elected Republicans to governor, Republican governors to almost since 1990, except one little bit of a hiccup, except Janet Napolitano, a very center right state, in fact, a conservative state. What did she do to help her case tonight? Yeah, she talked about wildfires. But while she also did that, she admitted that they will raise $4 trillion in new taxes. She also continued to lean in on this idea that Joe Biden will be a better overseer of the economy. Public polling shows that President Donald Trump is much better trusted with the economy than Vice President Joe Biden. How about Florida? Senator Harris made a tragic error tonight. There is no way that the carefully crafted poll testers of the Biden campaign gave her these marching orders. Again, she is a bad person. She's not a dumb person. She's a power-hungry, self-interested politician willing to do whatever it takes to gain power. Be careful of people like that. You all know people in your life like that. Run the other direction. Mike Pence is a stoic. Mike Pence is someone who cares about duty. He cares about sacrifice. He cares about serving other people. He's been a lifelong public servant. And so what did Senator Harris do that was so wrong with Florida? Florida, outside of New York, has one of the most heavily populated Jewish populations in the country. Vice President Pence, and the one thing I think he missed, I'll tell you in a second, as soon as foreign policy came up, he was unafraid to talk about how the embassy has been moved to Jerusalem. Senator Harris tried to attack Vice President Pence on the issue of getting rid of the Iran deal. That is a popular position in Florida and even New York. Do you know that Chuck Schumer even came out against the JCPOA, the Iran deal? Because even in New York City, it is not popular to give billions of dollars to the Iranian government, the number one state funder of terror. So Senator Harris right there kind of overloaded her circuitry. All of a sudden, she was talking like a California liberal, not like someone who's trying to win Miami-Dade County or Broward County or Palm Beach County that have significant elderly Jewish voting populations that are very pro-Israel. So where Mike Pence, I wish he would have just completed one point, and Susan Page, I think, was a little bit too intense on the time at one point, which he said, hey, Senator Harris, what problem do you have with the fact that Israel and the United Arab Emirates now have a peace deal and Bahrain has a peace deal? The one piece of feedback I have for President Trump and his campaign and Vice President Pence, guys, there's been two debates. Why has there been no mention of the peace deals? That's such a big win. Lean into that. It is irrefutable. People actually love peace. I know this might sound like a strange proposition, but peace is actually popular. Senator Harris lied outright about foreign policy claims, about foreign entanglements. President Donald Trump is the only president in my lifetime not to start a new foreign war to send middle-class young people to go fight without a defined and declared objective. President Donald Trump is ending the endless wars. Joe Biden is the one that started those foreign entanglements in Libya and overseas. And Mike Pence, piece by piece, methodically picked apart the Biden foreign policy, eliminating ISIS, not wanting to take out Qassem Soleimani, not wanting to take out al-Baghdadi, not wanting to take out Osama bin Laden. We have tape right here on the economic issue, and we'll get to that in a second. But I want to zero in on another part of this that kind of started the debate. You could tell that Senator Harris was told by her campaign to make the virus the 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 20, 50 issue of the entire night. Mike Pence was prepared. Mike Pence was ready to play offense on the virus issue. And this is how dishonest the Joe Biden campaign is. They are quick to complain and very slow to ever offer solutions. If I were to say the number one zinger of the entire night was when Mike Pence told Senator Kamala Harris, "You're a plagiarist," which is extra spicy because Joe Biden had a dropout in 1988 or 1998 when he ran for 1988 when he ran for president because Joe Biden's a serial plagiarist. Play tape.
The reality is, when you look at the Biden plan, it reads an awful lot like what President Trump and I and our task force have been doing every step of the way. I mean, quite frankly, when I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about. The reality is...
Woo! Sorry, Senator Harris. I'd like to call the DA, because I think I just witnessed a murder. Oh, my goodness. That was brutal. Senator Harris got called out for the fact that the Joe Biden campaign has offered zero policy differences of how they would have handled the pandemic. For those of you just joining in, again, if you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, we're giving out 28 of these tonight. Email us right now and show us that you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit that subscribe button, email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Right now, freedom@charliekirk.com. We are giving out 28 of these. And also, just ask any questions. If we take your question, you also win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, New York Times bestseller. Look, people are starting to drive again. That's the beauty of reopening the economy and getting rid of these lockdowns. With it, I'm sure a lot of your cars are acting in very strange ways, and you probably need some parts for your car. You guys have heard me talk about it before. I love our partners at rockauto.com. Rock Auto is a family business. They serve auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You guys have probably seen their advertisements before, but I've dove into it. I did my research. rockauto.com saves you money. That's why I wanted to partner with them here on the Charlie Kirk Show. And why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? And so for random example, a Delphi FG146 fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey is $353.99 at an advanced big chain store, but only $225 at Rock Auto. By the way, all these different car parts might as well be in a different language for me. That's why Rock Auto has all the information so you can compare and you can make an informed decision. That's why I like Rock Auto. And the best prices out there are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? So go to rockauto.com. You guys have heard the jingle before. Rock Auto, all the parts what? That's right, you'll ever need. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts you ever need. And just say that Charlie Kirk sent you. Get your parts right now. You guys might need a muffler or whatever other parts are incorporated in a car that I don't know. So rockauto.com, use the code Charlie Kirk. Mike Pence said something I didn't know tonight. And that's not to say I know everything, but I'm pretty well informed on kind of the zeitgeist and the landscape of kind of talking points and one-liners and back at yous. When Mike Pence called out Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on H1N1 and said that if you would have played out all the data for the infectiousness and the lethality of the Chinese coronavirus to H1N1, 2 million Americans would have died. Mike Pence did his homework, and Mike Pence put Senator Harris on trial. Play tape.
You know, the reality is when you talk about failure in this administration, we actually do know what failure looks like in a pandemic. It was 2009. The swine flu arrived in the United States. Thankfully, it was ended up not being as lethal as the coronavirus. But before the end of the year, when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, not 7.5 million people contracted the swine flu. 60 million Americans contracted the swine flu. If the swine flu had been as lethal as the coronavirus in 2009, when Joe Biden was vice president, we would have lost 2 million American lives. His own chief of staff, Ron Klain, would say last year that it was pure luck that they did, quote, everything possible wrong.
That one-liner right there, that Joe Biden's chief of staff even admitted that they were unprepared. If we can find a tape of that, I'll pledge right now at Turning Point Action, we are going to run paid advertising of that one-liner. Because Vice President Pence, you need to get that message out, that Joe Biden did mishandle the virus, and they are nakedly politically posturing over this entire issue. There's one part of the entire debate tonight that probably bothered me more than anything else, and it shows you exactly where the Democrat Party is. And guess what? Almost no one is going to mention it. It was kind of a side comment. It kind of will get brushed under the carpet, but it's philosophical in nature, and it's important that every single one of you listen to my words very carefully. And those of you watching in Facebook, there is a podcast link in the description. Make sure you guys subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show right now. And if you might win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. What is this? And we'll get tape of this. Senator Harris was filibustering and demagoguing about packing the courts, about how unqualified nominees are. And then at the end of it, she says something that is so telling, and it should be alarming to all of you. It should scare you. She said not one of the nominees were black. I'm glad that Vice President Pence held his tongue. I'm glad that Vice President Pence didn't engage, because then you get into kind of alienating people on race. I will engage. Why does it matter, Senator Kamala Harris, what skin color a judge is? Ask any Bible-believing Christian, and they will say they will take, theoretically, 9 lesbian Mexicans on the Supreme Court if all of them believe in the U.S. Constitution. Who cares what the color of the skin of a judge is? That's the whole point of a judge. Oh, yeah, and by the way, the singular black person on the court is named Clarence Thomas, who your running mate, Joe Biden, slandered when he tried to become on the U.S. Supreme Court in what he called a high-tech lynching. Can you build out exactly what a black judge would be different than a Mexican judge or a Latino judge or a white judge or a Christian judge or a Jewish judge? How about a judge of what you believe? And this shows you, and this should scare every single one of you. This should scare you because Senator Harris represents a completely new paradigm of the Democrat Party. She cares about skin color, not about ideas. Senator Harris thinks that your skin color matters. I don't. Vice President Pence doesn't. Donald Trump doesn't. We say, you know what? I actually care about, do you love the Constitution? Do you care about the Constitution? Are you a textualist or an originalist or not? Play tape of Vice President, the person running for the Vice President, Senator Harris, I should say, who makes such an chilling comment, not one of them black, as if skin color matters. She's a racist. Play it.
Court. Yeah, let's talk about packing the court then. Let's talk about the
Please.
Fact. Yeah, I'm about to. So the Trump-Pence administration has been, because I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Susan, as you mentioned, and I have witnessed the appointments for lifetime appointments to the federal courts, district courts, courts of appeal. People who are purely ideological, people who have been reviewed by legal professional organizations and found to have been not competent, are substandard. And do you know that of the 50 people who President Trump appointed to the Court of Appeals for lifetime appointments, not one is black?
Not one is black. Who cares? What is the significance right now, Senator Harris, of a nominee being black? What does that mean? What does that matter? Can you build out specifically and totally why a nominee's skin color matters? If there is one philosophical distinction between the Democrats and Republicans, between President Trump and Joe Biden, is this. They care about skin color. We don't. That's it. If you vote for one thing in November, it's Joe Biden cares about the color of your skin. Donald Trump doesn't. What you're really looking at is a post-racial colorblind agenda and a racist pseudo-KKK agenda that Joe Biden is embracing. And I say that intentionally. We have not seen this kind of race baiting since Grand Wizards were allowed on cable television when Mike Wallace was interviewing them 40 years ago. Why does the color of the skin matter, Senator Harris? And of course, Susan Page lets her get away with it. That's fine. I think she did better than average. When you look at a judge, do you want someone that looks like you? Or do you want someone who's going to rule fairly, rule soberly, be steeped in wisdom? Is Senator Harris trying to say something to us that a skin color matters? Does she think melanin matters? See, if the activist media wasn't so racist, which they are, we would actually get blatant answers on this. And I hope all of you watching this understand the significance of where this party is going. Because you have true, almost neoliberal ideas that are being now embraced by conservatives and Republicans. And you have these collectivist, melanin-mattering ideas on the Democrat Party. Let's look at the course of the 20th century. Has it typically been a good idea or a bad idea to judge people based on the color of their skin? Was America's best days when we judged people based on how they acted or what they looked like? Were we most proud of our country's history when we said that blacks couldn't go to school with whites? Was that a good thing? See, Senator Harris, the reason she justifies this is she thinks that the only way that black people can get ahead is to trying to make other people of other races not have the same preference of black people. We call that racism. It's also called affirmative action. And if the activist media had any interest in talking about the philosophical differences between these two campaigns, which they won't, but I'm here to tell you this. Do you want an America that you're going to grow up in? And if you are white out there and you have a white child, do you want your child to be judged by how they look, something they can't control, or how they act? Because you have on one side Senator Harris and Joe Biden that actually care about how they look. And you have Mike Pence and Donald Trump that care about how they act. Not one of them black. So what? I care about their judicial interpretation. And by the way, Senator Harris, turn to your septuagenarian 47-year in Washington, D.C., Loch Ness creature swamp monster running mate and ask what he did the last time a black qualified constitutional nominee went up to the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas. He tried to high-tech lynch him is what happened. Mike Pence also put Senator Harris on record for locking up black people more so than anyone else in the urban cities of California. So while we're on the topic of trying to say we need to end racism in this country, maybe we should end Kamala Harris. Play tape.
When you were DA in San Francisco, when you left office, African Americans were 19 times more likely to be prosecuted for minor drug offenses than whites and Hispanics. When you were Attorney General of California,
you
increased the disproportionate incarceration of blacks in California. Yeah. You did nothing on criminal justice reform in California. You didn't lift a finger to pass the First Step Act on Capitol Hill. I mean, the reality is your record speaks for itself. President Trump and I have fought for criminal justice reform.
Thank you, Vice President.
We fought for educational choice and opportunities for African Americans, all of our members.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it for four more.
Thank you.
Senator Harris had no response to that all whatsoever. Susan Page was very quick to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mike Pence deserves credit for pushing through, though. Mike Pence deserves credit for pushing and completing the point and, quote unquote, landing the plane. For those of you just tuning in, if you can show us you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show or we take one of your questions, email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm going to sign one of these books on air for one of our listeners right now in just a couple minutes. One of the other things that really bothered me tonight is when Senator Harris and Susan Page did this too, but it's a little thing. It's semantical. Again, I'm not going to make this about Susan Page. I think that she was actually somewhat neutral, if not center left. She was a little bit favoring because she interrupted Mike Pence a lot. She kind of had to lay down the law of the land once. But besides that, okay. But when Susan Page And Senator Harris said, the virus has put people out of work. This is a lie. The virus has not put people out of work. Our reaction to the virus did. Our lockdowns did. The Swedish GDP will only go down by 3.3% this quarter. Sweden is now being heralded by the New York Times as having the scourge under control after they said, the New York Times, very same journalist, used to say a couple months ago that it was an experiment in a pariah state. It is the lockdowns that did this. And I wish that, and Vice President Pence had a very good moment, where he said, we trust the American people to make good choices. Win. Thank you. Thank you for using that word trust, because liberty requires trust. Do you know why? Where is liberty at its lowest in America? Let's just think about this as a thought experiment. Where is liberty at its lowest? Rikers. Rikers Penitentiary. When you're in prison, that's where liberty is at its lowest. Why is liberty at its lowest in a prison? Because our trust of those people are at the lowest. We don't trust those people. That's why their liberty is low. When you don't trust people, you get rid of their liberty. That's why we have prisons. So, for example, when someone goes and shoots a cop and murders them, we say that person should not see the light of day again, and we lock them away because we don't trust them. What Mike Pence was making the argument, and it's hard, you're under fire and all this. He did a great job. I wish he would have built that out a little bit more, contextualized it by saying, we trust people, therefore we want to protect their liberty. When you don't trust people, you take away their liberty. Chris Cuomo. Yeah, him too. Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Bill de Blasio, J.B. Pritzker, the entitled spoiled brat who's the governor of Illinois. All of them don't trust their citizens. Therefore, they don't want them to have liberty. All of them have turned into forms of statewide prison wardens. J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo, they're basically running Shawshank. You can only leave your home with certain requirements. You must wear the mask. Gavin Newsom has said you must wear the mask in between bites. When you don't trust people, of course you take away liberty. They want you, the Democrats want you to live in a form of an open-air prison as long as they're in control. Donald Trump favors the reopening of the American economy. He favors the reopening of our country. That is precisely and exactly why the economy has recovered at all. Susan Page, with a misleading question at one point, she says, the economy has not been what you want it to be. It's because New York, the wealthiest city in the country, one of the wealthiest on the planet, is still almost completely closed. That's why the recovery is not what it should be. Alongside the wealthiest state in the country, California, San Francisco and Los Angeles are completely closed. So if we would have followed the guidelines that President Trump and Mike Pence outlined, the economy would be much better than what it is right now. And guess what? It is surging and it is getting back to where it should be. Senator Harris mentioned something so misleading when she says Donald Trump measures success based on how the wealthiest of Americans are doing. Who do you think benefited the most from these lockdowns? Who got the richest during these lockdowns? Jeff Bezos did. Do you think Jeff Bezos wants 4 more years of Trump or Joe Biden in office? Well, he owns the Washington Post. Donald Trump canceled his corrupt Jedi deal. Did Jeff Bezos benefit or suffer under the nationwide lockdowns? He benefited. Jeff Bezos became richer, and the ruling class supports Joe Biden. The ruling class of America wants Biden and Harris back in office. Let's listen to Kamala Harris misrepresent Donald Trump's economic agenda. Play tape.
Believes you measure the health and the strength of America's economy based on the health and the strength of the American worker and the American family. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing, which is why he passed a tax bill benefiting the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America, leading to a $2 trillion deficit that the American people are going to have to pay for. On day one, Joe Biden will repeal that tax bill. He'll get rid of it. And what he'll do with the money is invest it in the American people. And through a plan...
America's billionaires benefited from these lockdowns. They have wealth managers. They have hedging positions. They're wealthier today, with obvious exceptions, than they were before the lockdowns. According to Vanguard News, at the end of July, the total assets of the world's more than 2,000 billionaires had risen to a record level of about $10 trillion, according to an analysis published on Wednesday. Recent study. So who actually wants to lock down America again? If I was Jeff Bezos, I would be happy that 100,000 small businesses would have collapsed and gone under. If I'm Jeff Bezos, I'd be happy that the world has gone more digital and they require packages being delivered to your home. If I was Sergey Brin, I would love the fact that everyone went digital. The ruling class, tech elites, and tech oligarchs, they loved the fact that America shut down. They thought it was terrific. And so Kamala Harris says that Donald Trump is the billionaire class candidate. I understand some of you may say, oh, he is a billionaire. That's what makes him so dangerous to these people, because he used to be part of the ruling class and he defected from it completely and totally. And so when you look at Senator Harris misrepresenting the economic agenda, everything that they stand for would benefit the wealthy, the few, and the well connected. Senator Harris also did a very interesting thing. She went out of her way. Again, you have to understand that everything these candidates do, especially in a vice presidential debate, is micromanaged by pollsters, by experts, by people that are looking at mountains of millions of dollars of data of where the American people stand on every single micro issue. I learned something tonight. I learned how awful the Biden campaign is doing with younger voters. She went out of her way in a question that wasn't addressed to her to try to make an appeal to students and to 20-year-olds. It was clumsy. She swerved out of her way to do it. She said that she has a 20-something that is her daughter, and she's talked about free community college and free two-year university. She did this intentionally because Joe Biden is suffering with young voters across the country for a couple different reasons. On-campus voting is closed. Therefore, it is harder than ever to ballot harvest and commit widespread and deliberate vote-by-mail fraud. And also, Joe Biden is not going to be able to replicate the youth voter turnout in 2008 and 2012. What we are doing at Students for Trump at TP Action, Turning Point Action, I think is going to play a very sizable role. We were just last night in Salt Lake City, right there where the debate happened, and we had thousands and thousands of people that had to that showed up. And now Senator Harris, who, by the way, previously called young people stupid, she said that 20-year-olds are dumb, is now trying to make an overture to try to win it over. Play tape.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
She's so likable. I can see why swing voters are just gravitating her in record numbers. She really gives Hillary Clinton a run for the money for how to alienate decent people that otherwise would have voted for your co-candidate. They're stupid. That's why we put them, what does that even mean, put them in dormitory? What is that supposed to mean? There's some sort of collegiate form of a prison system, I guess. But it shows that Joe Biden and Senator Harris are suffering major polling deficits with younger voters. They're really seeing enthusiasm problems and support problems. And that's why I wrote this book. You guys want a signed copy of it? Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. If you have an iPhone, take it out. Just go to your podcast app as you're watching this. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. I'll send it to you. I wrote this book for younger voters. And it details the MAGA doctrine, ending the endless wars, holding the corporate class accountable, middle class work, people that shower before work and after work, an agenda that benefits young people in our country. And so I'm going to sign a book right now for one of our listeners that emailed us right now and showed us that they were subscribed. Freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Justin T., congratulations. I'm going to write a book to you right now. You say this: I think Harris came off as condescending. What do you think about the way she lectured the American people and how she felt the need to explain the meaning of a debt and a bounty? Great question, Justin. You really do deserve a book. I took offense to how she was talking. Justin, God bless you. Congrats. We're going to have this book out to the mail. If you guys want to get one, freedom@charliekirk.com. All you have to do is show us you're subscribed. Terrific point. What was Senator Harris doing, acting so pedantically as if we don't understand basic terms like debt? Like, look, I would understand one thing if all of a sudden they were using words like ventriloquist or duplicitous or deoxyribonucleic acid or pseudosterilified columbar ciliated epithelium, which is a true word, by the way. It's an actual word. It actually means the cells of a wall. Pseudostratified ciliated epithelium. It's a real word. That's the only thing I learned in seventh grade biology class. Also, I learned that there are only two genders. It was a great year. And yet she went out of her way to try to pander to people in the middle, trying to say that, not even the middle, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. She's just trying to pander, saying, let me just try to explain English to you. Okay, I know what a debt is and a bounty is, okay? I've played video games before, I know what a bounty is. New poll comes out right now, let's show it on the screen. Mike Pence, who won the debate? Dun, da, da, dun. Mike Pence, 69%. Kamala Harris, 29%. And that is a News Nation poll, which is run by WGN America, not exactly a right-wing network. 69% of voters, 69% thought that Mike Pence won. Tough to take the L, Senator Harris. Big win for Mike Pence tonight. I think the polling is coming through in a very decisive way. Let's take another question. We're going to sign a book for you right here. Hey, Charlie, my name is Tyler Landman, and I'm from Israel. Hey, how are you? I'm going to send you a book. I'm not going to sure how this is going to work logistically, but I guess we're going to have to send it overseas. I was wondering, after the decisive Pence victory at the debate tonight, what are the best next steps for Trump campaign-wise to help him win the November election? Best regards, Tyler. The Trump campaign must understand they were given a massive political victory tonight thanks to Mike Pence. Mike Pence did the hard, stoic work and delivered a win. The Trump campaign must make this a massive, full-out blitz, surrogates on every channel, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC. And here's what the Trump campaign must do. If you're listening, I don't talk to the Trump campaign because I run an outside group, but here's what the Trump campaign must do. And if you guys want to say, Charlie Kirk says this, they should run ads of Mike Pence now that he has had a decisive win. They should cut ads of Mike Pence in suburban swing districts for hard R's GOTV. Mike Pence just basically came up in huge approval to the American people. They should lean in on that. We're taking your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Ben says this, I've done at least 3-year challenges with a signed MAGA doctrine, still trying to get one. Okay, Ben, you win. Congratulations, you get one. You didn't ask a question. You've done it 3 times. Ben V, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. You get one. Just ask a question next time. Kidding. Thanks for watching. Here's another good one. Let's get to this one right here. Why does the LGBTQ community feel their lives will be miserable and have no rights in Trump's America? It's just pure fear-mongering and divisive political posturing. There is no evidence of this whatsoever. Just look at Rick Grenell. Rick Grenell, the first openly gay man to serve in a cabinet position ever in the history of the U.S. government. You notice Senator Harris didn't attack Mike Pence on the gay issue? Very interesting. Typically, that's a big opening of a big stereotype to go after Mike Pence. Let's get another question here. After watching the first presidential debate and now the vice presidential debate, not one word has been mentioned about the straight attack from Harris to Biden on racial injustice or racially charged comments made by Biden. When presented with accusations that Trump is racist, why hasn't this used in a rebuttal? Ryan S. K. Louisiana, congratulations. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. And please keep the questions coming. freedom@charliekirk.com. They need to be more aggressive about it. President Donald Trump watched the debate tonight, and President Trump needs to do what Mike Pence did not do. Don't interrupt. Let the questions be finished and play offense. Play offense and be the prosecutor. Ask the questions. Set the frame of debate. Say, hey, Joe Biden, why is it that you said you can't walk into a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent? Why is it that you called our military stupid bastards? Why is it that you said the first time you saw a clean-cut black man, his name is Barack Obama? Why'd you call the inner cities of our country urban jungles? Why is it that you said black people were super predators? Why did you eulogize KKK members? Why is it that you're best friends with KKK members? Why is it that you opposed busing? And why is it that you were pro-segregation? Why is it, Joe? Why did you author the Clinton crime bill? Why did you refuse to have record funding for HBCUs? And why is it that you never passed this First Step Act? Why is it that it was Donald Trump that had the lowest ever black unemployment, the black poverty rate, And yet you didn't even get close to that. Why is that 5 million people went off of food stamps under Donald Trump, yet 5 million black people went onto food stamps under your administration? That's because Joe Biden and Senator Harris, they measure success. When Joe Biden and Senator Harris have their meetings every evening, if they get elected, God forbid, and you better do your job to make sure they don't get elected. When they have their meetings in the evening, they judge success by how many people signed up for government benefits. Based on that number, it's a win. Donald Trump and Mike Pence, when they have their evening meeting, they said how many people got off of government benefits onto meaningful work. Difference of self-reliance versus reliance on the government. Next question here. I'm so proud of our vice president. I found it interesting that Kamala used the question from the eighth grader to push votes for Biden while Pence spoke about being united despite differences. What did you think of that exchange, Brandy G? Congratulations, Brandy G. You know what that means. Freedom@charliekirk.com. You win. A signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Make sure you guys subscribe right now. Brandy, I thought it was very interesting. Senator Harris completely missed the point of the question, which was a post-political question. Mike Pence being very aware of where the question was coming from and kind of a non-political nature. He said, I think it's good that you're being involved. I think the guy's name was Braxton or Bradenton or something. I'm misremembering. And Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn. Okay. Brooklyn. Got it. And Mike Pence kind of used his time to talk about civility and unifying our country. Senator Harris doesn't believe in unifying our country. She doesn't. Senator Harris believes in power. And by the way, if I was Joe Biden, I wouldn't trust her. Are you kidding me? I mean, geez, whew. Get out of the way. Watch out. She wants power. Because what you saw tonight, when there was a chance to unify the country on a message, all she cared about is, how do I get closer to power? She literally used the question to peddle the Charlottesville lie again. Donald Trump condemned white supremacists at Charlottesville. Donald Trump has condemned the KKK and neo-Nazis so repeatedly, it's exhausting. Donald Trump deported actual Nazis from our country. Donald Trump has recognized the neo-Nazis and the KKK as domestic terror organizations. Did you know that the organizer of the Charlottesville insurrection, I don't even want to call it an insurrection, the Charlottesville event, whatever it is, maybe it is, maybe it wasn't, the Charlottesville tragedy, how about that? That's a fair way to put it. The Charlottesville tragedy. The organizer, Richard Spencer, endorsed Joe Biden for president. David Duke is endorsing Democrats. Donald Trump, even after Charlottesville, condemned white supremacists. Play tape of Senator Harris lying.
You know, I think this is one of the things that makes people dislike the media so much in this country, Susan, is that you selectively edit, just like Senator Harris did, comments that President Trump and I and others on our side of the aisle make. I mean, Senator Harris conveniently omitted, after the president made comments about people on either side of the debate over monuments, he condemned the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists, and has done so repeatedly. You're concerned that he doesn't condemn neo-Nazis. President Trump has Jewish grandchildren. His daughter and son-in-law are Jewish. This is a president who respects and cherishes all of the American people.
I'm so glad Vice President Pence answered it in that way. He has Jewish grandchildren. He recognized the white supremacists as domestic terror organizations. Travis says, hey, Charlie, love the show. Daily listener, first-time emailer. Congratulations. My question is this. And by the way, congratulations, because you won a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. That's why. My question is this. If the Democrats and Joe Biden somehow manage to steal the election through fraudulent mail-in ballots, and initially Joe Biden is declared the president, however, later on evidence was the surface showing they stole the election, would Trump retroactively become the president again, or would that fall the speaker if Biden-Harris were removed? So I'm just trying to understand this question. I think that what you're saying is if they steal the election, it's hard to say. It all depends on the Supreme Court. That's why you need 9 people on the Supreme Court. We need to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. And did you notice how Senator Harris, for the second debate in a row, refused to attack Amy Coney Barrett? The Republican Trinity remains strong. We talked about that in our podcast. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Senator Harris did not lay a glove on Amy Coney Barrett because she's popular. Lean in on this, Republicans. She's popular. We need to get her confirmed. We need 9 justices. Mike Pence, you won tonight. Thank you for putting the entire MAGA movement on your shoulders and winning this presidential debate. You guys want a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine? Not too late. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll be live tomorrow morning. Thanks so much. God bless. What a great debate that was by Vice President Pence. Our 501c3 educational arm, Turning Point USA, is getting our kids to love America again. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. We are fighting hard to educate our kids to love our country. We play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. And again, if you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned, everybody. More coming. God bless.